AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama meets with Cuba's Raul Castro this morning at the UN in New York. Our Mark Smith is with President Obama and joins us live now.
Rita, 10 months after the president dramatically reversed the U.S. policy of isolating Cuba, he acknowledges change there will come slowly.
But I'm confident that openness, not coercion, will support the reforms and better the life the Cuban people deserve.
Critics say that openness has so far done nothing to help the dissidents who languish in Cuban jails. Obama's meeting with Castro comes as he wraps up 3 days of UN sessions by chairing a summit on battling terror groups. He told the General Assembly yesterday the Islamic State group's an apocalyptic cult and must be vanquished. Rita?
The U.S. insists that Syria's future cannot include President Bashar Assad. Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron tells CBS this morning Assad's brutality is forcing thousands of people from that country. And
Assad is one of the recruiting sergeants for ISIL. Because of what he's done to his people, that is one of the reasons why people are flocking to ISIL to fight.
And this morning, the French President François Hollande says Europe was too slow, his words, to realize the gravity of violence in Syria and Iraq, and should now work to integrate the hundreds of thousands of their refugees who are reaching the shores of Europe. We've been fact-checking Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's new tax plan. Yes, it would reduce the amount of income taxes Americans pay. It would also appear likely that Trump's plan would greatly help the rich. South African comic Trevor Noah took over The Daily Show yesterday, promising he'd try not to make predecessor Jon Stewart seem like, quote, a crazy old dude who left his inheritance to some random kid from Africa. He quickly paid tribute to Stewart. This is AP Radio News. Chicago police say two women were killed and three other people, including a baby, were injured in a drive-by shooting on the city's southwest side. Deputy Chief Eugene Roy.
You have an innocent family coming home from a family outing. Somebody opens fire on two women, a child, and two adults.
The deputy police chief there talking to ABC 7 Chicago. The women were the baby's mother and grandmother. The child is expected to survive. We don't have any word yet on any arrests. Yogi Berra will be remembered by family and friends at a private funeral in the New Jersey town where he and his wife raised their family. But the service at the Church of the Immaculate Conception in Montclair will be televised live on the Yankees network on cable and satellite TV beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.